This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. It is the WIP Morning Show. It is neither Joe DeCameron nor John Ritchie. James Seltzer and Ben Davis with you today, getting you set a Friday morning. We are coming to you from the beautiful Borgata as we come off a frustrating night of Phillies baseball. We have so much to get into today. Elliot Shore Parks is going to join the show later at 8:30 to take us inside a what we understand to be another disappointing practice from the Eagles at the joint practice. According to Elliot and the official record, the Eagles lost the joint practice yesterday, so the city can panic, I am sure. I personally will not be panicking too much about the lost joint practice, but we'll get into that. Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 8:30, times yours at 9:45. All kinds of great audio throughout the show. We'll hear from Howie Roseman, hear from Rob Thompson, Nick Foles again, all kinds of great stuff, and it is my pleasure. Look at this. I look to my right, and it's just what a thrill at 6 o'clock in the morning for me to be talking to the one, the only from NBC Sports Philadelphia. You hear him calling your Phillies games. And by the way, pretty good record when he's calling those games. They seem to win games when Ben Davis is calling them. My guy, I can tell you're a little tired this morning. How you doing, Benji?
Top of the morning to you.
You're early in the morning, the rest of the day to yourself. Longer rest of the day than you're used to, though.
It's been a long couple days, I'm not going to lie.
So you were here. Take us through it. You know, take us through the Ben Davis travel extravaganza.
Well, we had the game on Wednesday night, and it was a rain delay, so that didn't help.
Yep.
So
it was supposed to be 5:10, ends up being 6:10.
It wasn't that terrible, but we get done the rain delay. The game was faster. Phils didn't hit. We get done the game. We, you know, do all the normal stuff. We leave an hour after the game, get to the airport, pack the bags. We take off, and we don't take off. And we come back in. They said something's wrong with the batteries. I assumed that it was just the weather, because we got on, and, you know, the guys usually play cards. So
there's
two different sets of team members that
like
play
crews,
cards.
Yeah, as crews. It were. Sure.
Yeah, so on the club that play cards. So you have the high rollers at the front of the plane. And then you have the low income guys towards the back of the plane. So it was...
You're saying Otto Kemp and Bryce Harper aren't playing cards together.
I got you.
Different income levels.
Yes. So, we taxi, and then we come back. And then the guy says, guys, please take your seats. It's going to be a bumpy one. And anytime you hear that, you're like, oh, no, I don't want to hear that. So then we go out the second time. We come back. And I'm thinking, maybe this isn't weather. And then we go out the third time, and we come back. And they said, we can't get these batteries right. Everybody off the plane, we're going to have to stay here the night. And we're going to fly out the next day at 1. So I was planning on flying with the team to D.C. and then taking a train back up to Wilmington, Delaware, because that's close to where I live, and then, you know, have my wife pick me up and then get ready for work, going back to the studio last night. Didn't work out that way. I ended up going to sleep at 5:30 a.m. on Thursday morning, and then got up at 9, and I flew home and got home. My wife had to bring a car up from home because I had no vehicle, so she and my daughter drove two cars up. They got out of two cars. I got into one, drove to work, and those two went home. I did my pre and post, and then drove down here after the game last night.
You are a superstar.
Yeah, so
I love it.
This is where we stand.
This is where we stand. All right, let's talk Phils. And 215-592-9494. It feels like a really good day for a Phillies check-in kind of show. You know, I saw Spike Eskin tweet. I think it was prior to yesterday's game. The last game of the Red series, he's like, there's no team, some version of, there's no team that, like, right when you start to fully believe in them, likes to kick you in the junk more than this Philly team. It's so funny. It feels like, Ben, it felt like after that first game of the Red series, you know, they've been playing such good baseball, down 1-0, that 4-run eighth inning, they come back, they shut it down. It felt like everyone in this city was fully on board with this team. We were starting to think that everything's coalescing at the right time, and I think it still could be. But then we see the team that we saw for the last 3 days, and look, yesterday, I get the plane issues. I understand you're probably going to get a lackluster performance coming out of that. But look, they scored in 2 out of 27 innings in Cincinnati. You know, 2 out of 27 innings in Cincinnati. Where are you at as we sit here on August 15th? There is about 40 games left in the season. How you feeling with this Phillies team today?
Frustrated. And the thing is, like, you look at the first three games in Texas, they looked awesome. They pitched well. They played unbelievable defense. And their offense was, I wouldn't say it was a juggernaut, but they did everything right. Their two-strike approach was outstanding. They used the whole field. They just did everything really well. And they won those three games in Texas, and then they come back that first night on Monday night in Cincinnati against Abbott, and were able to put up a four spot in the eighth inning after being shut out 1-0. They looked like world beaters.
They
looked unbelievable. And the last two nights, and
they had been fighting back in games prior to that too. It felt like ever since the All-Star break, they're down late. Like, it almost is like this team's got them where they want them.
Yeah,
you know.
And they were doing everything right, and then to go on and have really three straight clunkers of games. You know, it's just very frustrating because I think right now this offense is putting so much pressure on the pitching. And I think it's starting to get to the pitching a little bit. Like, they seem to be, they have to, I said on the postgame show last night, they feel like they have to be perfect because they know they're only going to be allotted one or two runs. And when you have to feel that way, that's when you start to squeeze the baseball. That's when you start to make the mistake. And that's what's happening right now. That one big inning happens, and we saw it again last night with Luzardo.
Yeah, and look, you know, should Topper have pulled him early? That's a discussion we'll get into. Topper even talked about it.
Yeah, he hinted at it.
He hinted at it. It felt like Topper was like, I might have made a mistake here in this spot, which you don't hear him say that often. Yeah, here's where I'm at with the Phillies. I am not going to overreact to the last three games. I felt really good about how this team is pulled together after the All-Star break. I think the way they played after the break, I think that Duran has infused some excitement and some juice into this clubhouse, into this team. And I think that was something they sorely needed. I think we saw last year, I think them not investing in the team at the trade deadline sucks some of the life out of that team.
Without a doubt. But when are they going to use them?
Well, they got to get ahead. And
that's
I agree
problem.
With you. I agree with you. So how big a – so let's get into the lineup, because I think that when – to your point, look, there are questions about the starting pitching. I think, you know, the Wheeler thing will get into how concerned you are about his shoulder. Ranger obviously doesn't look like the pitcher he did to start the season. Luzardo has been very hit or miss. But you still feel good about – you feel great about Sanchez. I think you feel good about Wheeler if you think he's going to be healthy. And the bullpen has been better. You know, the lineup – continues. I think if you ask most Phillies fans today, in 215-592-9494, I want to hear where you're at with this lineup, with this team right now. I think if you ask most Philly fans what's going to get them at the end, what's going to be their Achilles heel, I think the vast majority would say the lineup and the ability to score runs. And Where are you at with it? I mean, I talked about it yesterday on the show. Like, we have not talked nearly enough about how disastrous Nick Castellanos has been as a Philly. I mean, he's batting 190-something since July 1st. I mean, he's been an absolute zero in the lineup. He's a zero in the field. You know, you go down the lineup, it's really – and that's the problem with the lineup, the way it's structured is if you have those top three guys at the top, there's so much pressure on Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. And look, they're the best players. They should have some pressure to produce. But the way this lineup is has been – functioning outside of a few games last week where the bottom of the lineup really came through, it's really a lot of pressure on these three guys to carry everything.
It's a lot of pressure, and you just can't put that on three guys all the time. And you're right, it has not been ideal with Castellanos. The guy doesn't have a walk in August.
What? Right? He's got three walks since July 1st. His on-base percentage is like 220 since July 1st. Think about that.
Remarkable. Remarkable.
I mean, that's so bad, Ben. It is almost unbelievably bad.
Yeah, it's like, again, it's not ideal. And this is something that's what was so nice about in Texas. They were getting so much length out of the lineup because the bottom of the lineup was doing so much when the top wasn't producing. But the bottom line is you can't put all that pressure on the bottom of the lineup all the time to produce if the top of the lineup is not getting done, or even the middle of the lineup. So this is there's a lot of concerns right now, especially with this offense. I think it's 100% more offensive than on the defensive and pitching side of the baseball.
Yeah, they've actually tightened it up defensively. I mean,
they played really well.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them a great defensive team, but I don't think defense is the problem. It was a month and a half ago. I mean, even Turner has played much better defense over the second half. He really has.
His athleticism is really showing through right now.
He's always been great at those plays, like the acrobatic ballet type, you know, get the ball in the hole and do the spin jump throw. He's great at those. I was more concerned about just getting the ball that's hit right to him.
Right.
Seemed to be the ones that he, for some reason, was having issues with. But he's been much better. I'm with you. The lineup right now is the real question mark with this team. 215-592-9494. Our third member of the show today, Devin Caney.
Hello, guys.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Better late than never.
Yeah,
right?
So I was going to protect you, but I guess we do have YouTube now, so it's unavoidable. Devin, a little late to the show this morning. Good morning.
Luckily, Joe DiCamera's not here.
There'll be no punishment.
I was not pulled over.
It's a light, fun Friday with, you know, just a bunch of pals hanging out, so we will not punish you.
Thank you.
We'll make some jokes throughout the course of the day. That'll have to happen.
I deserve it.
If a caller wants to call in and take a shot, you know, I can't stop them.
I deserve it. I slept here at the beautiful Borgata.
So there's no excuses. I don't even know how it's possible,
but look, I found a way.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I use my phone alarm, and then I do the wake-up call from the place.
Do you still do wake-up calls?
As my backup, yes.
Because my phone alarm didn't
go off. See, this is why I do it. I do the backup. Now, the worst part was that I have Emily and Zoe with me here today. And I promised Emily, I was like, I'm going to set it for 10 minutes after my alarm. I will stop the wake-up call. Like, don't worry. It's in case my phone dies.
You didn't stop the wake-up call, did you?
Brush my teeth. I'm going to hear this ringing outside. I'm like, oh, no! I'm like, so sorry, my bad. So, yeah.
I feel badly because I got here last night after the ball game.
Yeah, I have no excuse.
What a warrior.
No rest for the weary.
Little inside baseball here. I'm sitting here with Fran Rojas producing the show on site at like 5:55, and I'm like, so I guess I'm starting the show solo today, huh? And my hero, Ben Davis, walks up right as we're about to start. My king. It's like Benji.
Well, the thing is, I get in last night, and the line was fairly long to check in.
Well, AC never sleeps.
And I hand the lady my ID and my credit card, and she goes, just give me a second. All right. So she came back like literally like 10 minutes later.
No.
I'm like, what's going on? And I'm a little agitated. Uh-huh. She comes back. She goes, I upgraded you, sir.
Oh.
And I go, oh. Okay.
See, it's a lesson right there.
I know. Yeah. See, that tells you, like, don't jump the gun.
That's right.
So I go up to my room, and I went, oh, my goodness.
What did they
Look
give you,
you,
like, a luxury suite?
Yes.
Oh, how nice it is to be Ben Davis.
Like,
they saw the name. They're like, is that the
No, she
Ben
had
Davis?
No idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Is that the Ben Davis?
She had no idea. I took a video and I sent it to my family, and my girls were like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah.
This place is, and I'm like, this is such a sin because I'm literally going to be here for 5 hours. Like, I'm going to sleep here for 5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up and I'm going to leave.
So I had that happen.
It's unbelievable.
I had that happen to me once in the most high profile way possible. I'll tell you what that is next. Your calls, 215-592. The 94-94, a Phillies check-in. Where are you at with the team? I think we were all feeling really great about this team on Monday, even on Tuesday after the first game of that Red Series. And since then, they've lost three straight, have not scored runs, have played some poor baseball, you know, errors in Cincinnati, all that. Where are you at with this team? I still feel confident in this group. 215-592-9494. Ben Davis is frustrated. 215-592-9494. We'll find out where Devin stands with the Phillies right now. And again, as the show goes on, we'll get into the loss at the joint practice yesterday according to Elliott Shore Parks. Devin Caney was down there. We'll get her thoughts if she agrees with Elliott's assessment. Elliott will join the show at 8:30. Time's yours at 9:45. Your calls till then. Louis Coco always surprises me with the music he plays. A 24-year-old man always... surprising me. I love to hear it. It is Friday. I'm in love. And that actually jives with the story I'm going to tell in a couple minutes. How about that? Coming up in a minute, I'll tell you the all-time getting upgraded in a room story. Ooh. It is actually unbelievable. I've never told on the air. That's coming up in a couple minutes.
That's never happened to me, for the record.
Oh, just get ready. So. You have no idea how insane my story is. It's coming up in a minute. Phillies check-in. Where are you at with this Phillies team? We were all feeling great to start the week, riding high, 8-2 at a certain point after the All-Star break, the Durant trade, an infusion of excitement in life, and then a disappointing second half of the week where they don't score runs and the bats look bad and they're throwing the ball all over the field and Ranger doesn't look good and all this stuff. Where are you at with the Phils today as 40 games left to go in the season? We're rounding up here. We have September is coming up here. 215-592-9494 to the phones in a sec. Devin Caney, as we sit here Friday morning, August 15th, where are you at with this Phillies team?
Ooh, it's funny how quickly the pendulum can
swing. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I was feeling so good about this Phillies team. James, even the last time I talked to you on WIP, which was Wednesday, it feels like it was months ago now, because I was feeling confident enough to say, I think this Phillies team can win a World Series.
So did I. Yes, and they can.
I think that they are clearly going through it right now. The biggest concern for me right now, I know the bats are always, you know, on everyone's mind. I do think that they have paced themselves to a point where I think the bats can be okay. I'm not going to say get hot, but I think the bats can be okay in the postseason and in the fall. I'm getting concerned about the starting pitching and even, you know, the rest of the bullpen. We have Duran, of course, who's amazing, but other than him, you know, the bolt we saw, what, Jordan Romano do Jordan Romano things two nights
well,
ago.
Well, let's hope he will not be involved in the playoffs.
I don't get him off the
how
roster.
How is he still on the roster?
Right.
He's got
crazy.
A 7-2. It is. Honestly, it is. It's like the Juris Familia thing. Just, like, get rid of him.
Right. And, like, David Robertson, you know, I think he comes in. He always looks like he's going to have a heart attack whenever he's
well, I
there.
Really enjoyed him getting mad about the third strike call last night where he struck the guy out, but he clearly missed his spot. And he's all, like, yelling at himself on the mound. I'm like, dude, you just struck him out. Like, it was like, you saw it, Ben. He's like mad at himself.
Like, Tyler
missed
Phillips
his spot.
Level.
You know, yes, he missed his spot.
Yeah, he like shows it out there, which
he's
I don't
awesome.
Know. I appreciate
it. I love
Kenny. He's my favorite. He's 40. I'm all in. All right, any 40 plus year olds
dude.
In baseball, much less on my team, you go, boys. Let's do it.
For
I thought
me,
he looked really good last night.
Yeah, I'm curious to see, like, what did you think of Jesus Luzardo last night? Because he's someone who I can't really pin down. And then you have Ranger Suarez, who's doing what he's done the last, I don't know, like 3-4 seasons, where he starts off well and then falls apart.
Yeah, every year.
Of health. Luzardo, I just feels like a wild card because it's like, was he tipping pitches? Was he not? Has he figured it out? I'm not sure. Like, he gives some stuff up. So I just think starting pitching now has some question marks. I'm not going to say a lot. And that worries me going into the fall.
Be honest with you, that's the least of my concerns is the starting pitching.
Well, it had been until now, and now it's
but
just
Luzardo,
like,
I mean, even last night, he gave you six
He was
innings.
Good, yeah. They just left him in too long.
It's the two walks in the seventh inning killed him.
Killed him. Mm.
Absolutely killed him. And
he should have been gone after the first one.
Yeah. Yes and no, but he wasn't really struggling. He was going through that lineup like a hot knife through butter. Adams gets a double off him. The guy's after the double, he's still hitting 196. Mm-hmm. So I'll take my
Dylan
chances.
Dylan Cruz is getting hits. He's hitting 196. Like, I mean, it's a horrible lineup.
It's not a good lineup. Oh. But you know, I thought he was throwing the ball well. And Kirkland comes into it. He comes in a really tough situation.
Yeah.
And gave up the runs. He gave up Luzardo's runs. But I think Kirkland's been outstanding.
He's been great.
He's been really good. And then you have Duran at the end, but. These guys got a hit. You can't win when you score two runs. You can't against the Nationals. That's not a good ball club, man.
They're
the
a
Nationals
horrible
are
club.
Not
well,
good.
I think today will be a big day for the team because, look, you said it. You talked about it. And I know no one wants to hear it. I don't like hearing it either. But I do think there is something to getting stuck in Cincinnati for the night, flying
the
in, playing 3 hours after you land. Like, I do think that stuff matters. And I know no one wants to hear it.
Definitely
but it matters.
Does.
So I think today is going to be a big one. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a minute, I'm going to tell you the ultimate story of getting upgraded in a hotel room. But first, let's talk to Neil in the Northeast. Neil, what up, buddy?
Hey, first of all, shout out to Devin. Merrill Reese and
that's how I was going to lead the call
Mike
too.
Mike Quick and Devin Caney on the sidelines.
Undefeated, Neil.
Game and also Ruben. And her, you know, like when she comes
there is,
back from vacation.
There is no bigger fan
the
of the Ruben Amaro, Devin
you know,
Caney
like
show
that.
Than
Maybe
Neil in the Northeast.
For October baseball, I guess.
Neil,
or,
and I love this. It's a quick question.
Baseball.
Quick question for you. Are you going to promote the shows every time you call in? I appreciate it. I love it. Like, promote us.
Yeah,
you
can
throw
go
in
Birds
Go Birds. Thank you,
Neil. Thank
you.
Tomorrow,
too.
So, yes.
You're the best, Neil. What do you got in the Phils, my friend?
Well, I mean, obviously. Oh, Ben, did you get room service in the 5 hours you were there, bringing with the upgrade?
No, I didn't.
Probably got in late enough that they weren't even
offering. I really wanted to get it, but I was so stinking tired after the day before, the previous 48 hours. I literally had the same outfit on for 48 hours.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Sounds horrible.
I think it could have walked to the dry cleaner on its own. Wanted to because I was starving because I'm always hungry, but I just really, at that point, I just want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. You know, what do you got on the Phils, my friend?
Two questions, Ben. You know, like, first of all, I think now it's time for bring up Alex Bohm. You know, like, he had a home run already, Lehigh Valley. Bring him up today. And Justin Crawford, bring them in. I think alternate maybe Crawford and Kempner, you know, like Castellanos, maybe 4 or 5 days to try to get out of the slump, even though he's not going to like it. Yeah. You know, like, I think, you know, because, you know, being after the trade deadlines, you know, the offense, like you said, with 2 runs a game, they got to do better than that. And maybe, you know, I heard Nola's starting Sunday, so maybe go to a 6-man
rotation.
So that's
what they're
like some rest.
Hey,
know,
Neil,
so.
Great call. They are going to a 6-man rotation. That was announced. And I do think to the starting pitching thing, I think, like, I wouldn't have thought, you know, a month ago I'd be saying this, but I'm really excited to get Aaron Nola back. I think Aaron Nola looked great in his rehab start this last one. 11 strikeouts in Lehigh. The curveball was curving. Like, he looked like he had control.
Yeah.
And, look, I know Nola can be hit or miss, but he's had some big starts. Yeah, obviously. But he's had some big starts in this uniform.
I'm going to do something that is rarely done on this station. Ooh. And I will admit I was wrong about Aaron. Well, I hope I proved to be wrong about Aaron Nola, but I had zero faith. It seemed like everyone had faith that he would just, like, come in, start his rehab, and be the Aaron Nola from last season. I was so concerned with what I saw from Aaron Nola when he was up with the Phillies at the start of this season that I'm like, I think he might need an entire offseason to get right. Like, I thought it was beyond.
Well, he had almost like an offseason. He had so much time. I think they really, you know, he got a lot of time to rest. I mean, Benny's never missed games his whole career. This is the first stretch, and it ended up being a much more, to Devin's point, I think a much more prolonged stretch than we expected it to be initially.
Yeah, I mean, first he had initially the ankle, and I think he just had no drive. And then he had the rib issue. Yeah. And the funniest thing, though, that's the funniest thing. Well, not funny, but he said, with the ribs, he said, I have no idea how it happened. He said, I woke up and literally it was hurting. I mean, that to me is usually, typically as athletes, we know exactly where and when
totally
you
yeah.
hurt your body.
And I think that's why so many fans were, and everyone was confused, because it kind of came out of nowhere. It was like, oh, all of a sudden he has some mysterious fractured or contusion, whatever they called it, stress fracture in the rib.
Yeah. Well,
and the ankle thing, I mean, he just had no drive. He just had no finish on his
you
pitches.
You could see it.
But he was really, that ankle was hurting him for a few starts before.
I think so, too.
And he didn't tell anybody about it, and he had no drive off that backside.
It's going to be the freshest Aaron Nola we've ever seen,
certainly
since early in his career. And they could really use him. You know, I think he helps kind of shake everything out, and the 6-man getting guys a little extra rest throughout the season makes a lot of sense. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, I'm going to lead the segment. I'm going to tell you the all-time number one getting upgraded to an hotel story. I promise you'll agree with me. It is all-time number one. And then after that, we're going to tell you how you can win Adam Sandler tickets. The Sandman going to be in Philly coming up in a month. We will tell you how you can win those tickets, plus your calls on the Phillies, and we'll get into the Eagles' joint practice loss. Devastating. The record moves to 10-3, according to Elliott Shore Parks. We're all mourning this morning.
Devastated.
Yeah, we're all mourning. We'll get into that.
Season's
as well.
Over.
Yes, it's the morning show. Don't go in here.
Sponsored by the Labor's District Council Lesset Fund. Phillies continued their road trip in Washington last night. They also continued losing, dropping their third straight game. Lost to the Nationals 3-2. Jesus Luzardo pitched 6 innings, striking out 7, giving up 3 runs. Eagles had the day off from training camp after 2 days of joint practices with the Cleveland Browns. They will host the Browns for the second preseason game at the Link tomorrow at 1 p.m. Elliott Shore Parks joins us at 8:30 this morning to break down the Eagles' supposed loss to the Browns. The Labor's District Council, Philadelphia, and vicinity are committed to providing the safest, most well-trained workforce to the construction industry. Labor's building a better future today. Weather today, sunny with a high of 87. It's currently 70 degrees. Listen to Sports Radio 94 WIP on your streaming device. Download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
Oh, man. A little me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Louis Coco. Got some chops back there. Good morning. It is the morning show. Ben Davis in for John Ritchie. James Hudson for Joe DeCamera. Devin Caney in for Rhea Hughes. We're hanging out with you talking Phil's. A Phillies check-in. To the phones in a minute. We're going to tell you how you can win Adam Sandler tickets in just a sec. A story, quickly, I promise to tell. Ben Davis got upgraded here at Borgata. We are broadcasting from the lovely Borgata here. Ben Davis gets upgraded because Borgata is awesome, and they know what a big deal Ben Davis is, yeah. So they wanted to take care of someone that important when he's staying here, which is nice to see. I think that was the right move by the Borgata. But all time for me, so I started dating my wife in 2007. We had known each other for 7 years prior. We were very, very good friends when we started dating. So she told me I had to wait 2 years to propose. Okay? She's like, you can't propose for 2 years. Like, we knew where it was going. The moment we started dating, we knew we were going to get married, all that. So I waited 2 years, 2 years and 3 days to be exact. But she didn't know it was coming. So what I did was I kind of tricked her. I told her I was going up to New York to see we were going to go. My buddy Teddy was coming down from New York to stay in Philly. And we were going to go to a hotel. And I was just going to get a normal hotel room to go and, you know, propose, right? Like, where I was going to trick her, and we're going to meet my buddy Teddy, and then we're going to go, and we're going to meet him in his room, and then we go to the room, and there's flowers and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I go to the hotel, and I'm explaining what I'm doing and all that, and I get the most wonderful human being who's ever existed, and she tells me that the penthouse suite was open for the evening.
Oh, my gosh.
The $5,000 a night penthouse suite.
Come on.
The nicest room that I've ever been in my life. For the price of a normal room.
What?
I go up, I do rose petals, I do the whole thing. It completely shocks Emily because she would never think that I could ever get... Like, my buddy Teddy's got a good job. Oh, it's like believable, yeah, that in his job they would have put him something like this. Go up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Up, she sees the roses. No idea it was coming, the whole thing. But yeah, so I got upgraded to the penthouse suite for my proposal to my wife.
That's amazing.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Did you get, did you get to stay there that night?
We stayed there for the night. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Good
shout out to that human being.
Seriously.
That woman who worked at that place.
What a
beautiful.
Your guardian angel.
Right? Like, what a sweet thing to think, like, oh, we could do, like. So, yeah, isn't that an amazing upgrade?
That's awesome. That is awesome that she did that for you.
I know. It's like, what a moment, right? I can
that's
remember
phenomenal.
Every bit of that room, you know, so.
That's really awesome. Yeah. That has never happened to me. I've been maybe upgraded to first class on a flight, like, once in my life, and it was amazing.
Yeah, well, that's my only story like that. So, you know, by
that's
one
awesome,
time,
though.
I'll tell you. Yeah, it's pretty neat. All right, 215-592-9494 in addition to your calls on the Phils, and if you want to call on the Eagles, obviously we'll take those calls. We'll get more into the joint practice as the show goes on. But you have a chance today to win Adam Sandler tickets. You can see Adam Sandler, the You're My Best Friend tour on September 19th at Xfinity Mobile Arena. How about that? In Philadelphia, tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Official, how about that?
I know. It took me a second. I'm like,
a little inside baseball. Yeah. Walter, our prizes guy, said we got some new copy for you. Go to the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia.
I saw the new signage is up on the.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I was about to say on the side of the Wells Fargo.
Not anymore.
On the side of the Xfinity Mobile Arena.
There you go. Brand new arena. You can go see Adam Sandler. And here's how you can win those tickets today. It was actually exactly 60 years ago today, August 15th of 1965, that the Beatles famously played Shea Stadium. Maybe the most famous concert ever for one band up there was, you know, the pinnacle of the Beatles coming to America and all that. And I think something that if had happened in the social media era would have absolutely broken the internet. It would have broken social media. So in honor of the Beatles at Shea Stadium today, I want an answer from Ben Davis, from Devin Caney, and from everyone on the phone lines. What if it had happened prior to social media? So we're saying about prior to 2004-ish, I think, was Facebook and the real rise of social media, Twitter a little bit after that. So prior to the early 2000s, what if it had happened in the social media era would have broken social media? Quick addendum, we're not looking for anything that involves mass death.
Yeah.
Okay, so like 9/11 off the board, Hiroshima, Nagasaki off the board. We're not looking for that type of stuff. Like, we're looking more for the fun or variety, and it doesn't necessarily have to be just fun, but the point is we're not looking for tragedy or mass tragedy in the same way. Ben Davis, What is something, if it had happened prior to the social media era, would have broken the internet?
I think probably I'm going to go relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the most iconic people in the world at the time, Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, great answer.
Yeah.
So I watched Some Like It Hot recently, mm-hmm. a Marilyn Monroe movie, 1959, Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis. She is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like,
she's a beautiful lady.
But it's more than that. Like, I get it. When you watch Marilyn Monroe in action, you get it.
It factor.
Yes, she's more than just, it's not just beautiful. Like, yeah. It's just like everything. It's like, it's everything. She is something else. I get it. It's a great answer. Devin Caney.
Wilt Chamberlain's 100.
Oh, shout out to Jack Fritz. That was a shot right across your bow, buddy. That's
you
a great
know
answer.
Jack would be out there. You know,
well, Jack's
tweeting
just
some
Jack's
crazy
just sitting there saying,
it.
"Well, it didn't happen." So there
it didn't
be,
happen,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Everyone would be all hype about it on the internet. Jack would be like, "Well."
Well, actually,
did it happen?
Yeah.
Do we know?
This is a social media lie. That's a great answer. I will go with another sports related thing, and this is the perfect mix of salacious. There's a little, you know, it's not like the happiest thing, but it's entertaining. We would all be diving in. Ultimately, all ended okay. The Tanya Harding thing, man. Can you imagine social media for the Tanya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing? Like,
it'd be insane.
It would have been wild trying to figure out what happened initially.
People would have been taking sides.
It would have been taking sides. Yeah. Like, oh, it would have been great. All right, so 215-592-9494. Best answer today is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. What if it had happened prior to social media? Would have broken the internet. Let's go back to the phones, talking Phils. Let's talk to our buddy Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Yo, what's up, Jimmy? How you doing?
I'm good, pal. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And Ben, I'm so glad you're in the seat about John, who's probably doing latrine duty. But
yes, actually, that's true, Gary. I should say that John is in the middle of his series of bathroom interviews. They will be releasing soon. All kinds of quarterbacks across the NFL in the bathroom. It's going to be John and the Jets.
Not a bad content.
I know, honestly, look, that was one of the funnier things that's happened on the show in a while. So yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. But I'm really glad that Ben's there because, Ben, I mean, wouldn't it have been okay just to have Lizardo finish the sixth and be done with it? Knowing that the bullpen's been better late, of late other than Romano.
I think he was cooked at that point. He threw 97 pitches. The two walks really hurt him. In that inning, I would not have let him finish it. I just think Kirkland came in.
Well, he's saying, would you have let him start the inning? What Gary's saying is, let him finish the sixth.
Yes, yes, I would have had him start the inning because he showed no signs of wearing down. He still was, and he was at the bottom of the lineup. And unfortunately, he walked a couple guys, and Adams hit a double. I mean, the last guy I'm expecting to hit a double is their catcher. Mm-hmm. And I was saying to our producer in the studio last night, I said, this guy, he was hitting like 193. And I said, 193, big league catcher. And then he comes back to bite me in the tail. But, yeah, I would have let him start for sure. I saw no signs of him, wearing down or that lineup even getting to him. So, I mean, I know Topper did say.
We'll play that audio in a minute. Lewis, get Topper one ready. We'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Gary.
That one, in that inning, then, once Kirkery came in, bringing the infield in with one out and the bases loaded, when you possibly could have turned two had they been maybe halfway back.
Yeah, the problem is that guy's really fast, Tana or whatever his name was. He's a pretty quick guy, like not super fast, but fast enough. He's hard to double up. They even talked about it on the broadcast that's a tough spot, especially, I mean, now the ball was hit hard. If they were at double play depth, like they might have actually been able to turn it. Yeah, it probably would have turned it. You're not wrong, but 100%. Like, you're right in the result, but I was fine with them playing more in than double play depth there, considering who was at the plate.
Okay. All right.
And it being a one-run game, too. If you had a two-run lead in that spot, obviously you'll play a double play.
Right.
You know?
I mean, other than that, the bats just didn't come through.
It's been essentially four straight games outside of a four-run inning where the bats have struggled to get it going, and that's after, we had seen so much production from the bottom of the lineup. And look, Gary, I keep bringing up, like, here, Gary, let's get your answer. I want to ask Ben Davis a question. Gary, you got an answer for us for what would have broke the internet?
I got so many going through my head. I'm just going to go with July 20th, 1969, landing on the moon.
Oh, man, that is a big, big answer. But today's going to be one of those days where we're voting at the end between, like, eight things that are like eight of the biggest things.
I really like this side topic.
It's going to be good. Yeah. It's really fun. It's open-ended. Ben, my question for you, and in a second we'll hear Rob Thompson talk about that decision last night, because he did say that maybe he got it wrong. But to his point about the bats, this, I know we mentioned Nick before. I know this sounds a little crazy. I honestly am at the point, and I know that, you have to manage personalities, and Nick is one of those. But, like, I would platoon Max Kepler and Nick Cassianos at this point. Like, Max Kepler is a far, far, far better right fielder than Nick Cassianos. Not even the same hemisphere defensively. And Max Kepler's been a better hitter for the last month. Like, not even close. He's been a much better hitter for the last month. I know Nick's not going to like it, and I know you have to worry about managing that personality. But, like, I can't just keep rolling Nick Cassianos out there every night for 0-4, 0-4, 0-4, 0-4, 0-4, and swing at the first pitch, never walk. Like, I can't keep doing that in good conscience if I'm trying to win baseball games.
I know. I'm right there with it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either. Ben, I still go back to that scene in Miami where he pulled Cassianos out of the game and the whole, like, brouhaha, whatever happened, and then Nick's out the next day. He has yet to pull him for a defensive replacement since. It has not happened since. That was like a, hey, let's do this in games where we have a two-run lead late or whatever. He hasn't done it since, so that tells me that I don't know that he's going to stand up to Nick in these situations moving forward.
I don't know, and I could be speaking out of line. I don't know if Rob Thompson wants that clubhouse unsettlement.
Because Nick's a volatile guy.
I think it's going to stir a lot of emotions. Why does he continue
to platoon left field and center field?
Because Nick Castellanos is the issue. My point is, I think that Nick's personality is so big and so, like, whatever, bombastic and part of the clubhouse that he doesn't feel comfortable. He thinks that Nick's reaction or the way Nick, it'll affect the clubhouse is part of it.
And I hate to say this because it doesn't always come down to money, but I think in this case,
he's paid a lot of money, $20 million. And he's here for
another year.
I think it'd be one thing if he were a free agent at the end of this season. I think they would be far more willing to just kind of say, you know what, like, who cares how Nick feels?
Right.
But he's going to be here another year.
That's the issue.
Yeah, no, that's fascinating. All right, Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Chevrolet and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArmandChevy.com. Coming up next segment, we will ask Devin Caney about her thoughts on being at the joint practice yesterday. But our question today is, do you care about how the Eagles, quote-unquote, play in the training camps and joint practices? Elliot Shore Parks will join the show at 8:30, and him and I battle. Like, he thinks this stuff matters. He thinks that what he sees at training camp is absolutely super important and super predictive for what's going to happen this season. And I just don't. I view it a lot like spring training. Like, I can't overreact to things I'm seeing in spring training, especially when we're coming off a Super Bowl championship. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Talk to Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Eddie?
What
a way to start the call.
Caught me off guard.
What's more useful, a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest or Nick Castellanos? I'm in a mood anyway, so forgive me, but you know what his OPS in August is?
It's like 4 something, right? Isn't it like
430? 362.
Are you kidding me? His OPS?
Nope. Yeah.
If his slugging percentage were 362, I'd be ripping him. What are we doing?
His OBP going into yesterday was 119 since July 1st.
He hasn't walked in August. The guy hasn't walked this month.
And what did it for me, James, and I'm calling you James because I'm furious.
Oh, like, I love my this. That's good,
my dad,
Edward.
My dad would call me my full name when he was pissed at me, which was often. But anyway, I think it was 2 games ago. It was like the 9th inning, and the first pitch, ball was at his head, and he swung at it like it was a bleeping pinata. Like, I was just like, I'm not done, but I was like, I'm done with you right now. It's like, go to your room, Nick Castellanos. And I think he needs to literally go to his room, which is the bench, and figure something out. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm really up at my wit's end with this guy right now.
Yeah, and I'm at the point where it's like, he wants to play every day and all that. Like, I might say, hey, Nick, you're sitting for 3 days. Like, get your head right. Whatever they're doing is flat out not working. It's getting worse. So at a certain point, you know, for the good of the team, they have to do something about this. To Ben's point, I don't know that they will.
I don't know if they want that disturbance in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and it's such a fine line that Topper has to walk there. But if you look at Castellanos' splits last year, where he was historically bad in May, June, and then he turned it on at the end of the season, they're flipped now, and that's not the flipping that you want. You want him to be flipping good, not flipping bad. But he needs to start guessing right, because, like, you know, when Harper and Schwarber are off, they're at least getting on base. Like, Cassie's doing none of that, and I just think that could break them in the playoffs. But, like, hopefully, and it's just hope. There's no confidence. It's like, I just hope he turns it on, but we'll see.
Yeah, I feel you, Ed. Ed, you got an answer for us for what would break the internet?
Babe Ruth calling his shot.
Ooh, now did it happen, Ben Davis? Did it actually happen?
That's a great question.
See,
and
that,
I think with social media, we would have found the answer. That's why it's a good answer.
My will answer.
That's right. Actually media. Where social media would have been useful.
Get to the bottom of it. That's right. Yeah, one of the few places. 215-592-9494. Continue to take your calls on the Phillies. Coming up next, we'll get Devin's thoughts from being down at the joint practice yesterday. Plus, we'll hear from Nick Sirianni coming up a little bit on the A.J. Brown thing. Is there an injury there? Is there something to worry about? We'll get Devin's thoughts on that as well. And coming up later this hour, too, we will hear, honestly, a little concerning audio from Lane Johnson. I don't think you're going to like it. And Jordan Mailata. Not great. We'll get to those coming up as well. And your calls. It's the Morning Show. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.